Pope St. John Paul II had a prophetic vision of an Islamist invasion of Europe, a former confidant has claimed. Monsignor Mauro Longhi, who often accompanied the former Pope on hiking trips while he was still a student, said Pope St. John Paul II was a mystic who dialogued with Our Lady and had prophetic visions. He made the remarks during a lecture at the Hermitage of Saints Peter and Paul in Vienna, Northern Italy, which had been posted on YouTube several years ago. During one meeting in 1992, Monsignor Longhi says, Pope John Paul II told him of a disturbing vision he had about the future of Europe. The Pope said, "Tell this to those whom you will meet in the Church of the Third Millennium. I see the Church afflicted by a deadly scourge, deeper, more painful, and more deadly than those of this millennium, which was communism and Nazi totalitarianism." The Pope goes on to say, "They will invade Europe. I saw the hordes coming from the west to the east, from Morocco to Libya to Egypt, and so on to the eastern parts. They will invade Europe. Europe will be like a cellar, old relics, shadowy, cobwebs, family heirlooms. You, the Church of the Third Millennium, will have to contain the invasion, not with armies. Armies will not suffice, but with your faith, lived with integrity." Of course, it's entirely possible that this conversation never took place. There is no proof other than one man's word, but his words are believed by many, and that means they have an impact. Monsignor Longhi accompanied Pope St. John Paul II on hiking and skiing trips from 1985 until he was ordained 10 years later. He said the Pope would leave Rome in a modest car so as to not attract attention and stay at an Opus Dei home in the mountains in Abruzzo. At night, the Pope would often kneel before the tabernacle in the chapel of the building, conversing at times even animatedly with the Lord. Monsignor Longhi also said that Cardinal Andrzej Deskar, one of John Paul II's closest friends, told him that the Pontiff had the gift of visions. He speaks to God incarnate, Jesus. He sees his face, and he sees also the face of his mother, the cardinal said. Pope John Paul II is well known for promoting interfaith dialogue between Catholics and Muslims, most famously becoming the first pope to set foot inside a mosque in 2001. The time when this claim was made, many were a bit skeptical of whether this really did come from the mouth of the Holy Pontiff, or was this just a case of Islamophobia? But fast forward to 2025, and if we look at the bigger picture, Germany, France, the UK, if Pope St. John Paul II really did say this, then what is there to doubt? Even French mystic Marie-Julie Jahenny prophesied during the 1800s of the spread of Mohammedanism in Europe. This is exactly what we're seeing in Europe today, especially in a Catholic nation like France. But then, Pope St. John Paul II also reminded us on how we can combat Islamism, and I quote, "Not with armies, armies will not suffice, but with your faith, lived with integrity." Let me know what you think in the comments down below. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us.